This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Yassarna al-Quran, Part 2, Lesson Number 29. Raj'un, Raj'un, Raj'un. Ba'idun, Ba'idun, Ba'idun. So in this lesson, they are teaching us that if we have a tanween, like at the ending of raj'un, 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 and after it, we have a word which begins with a ba, raj'un and ba'idun. So what happens here is that technically the tanween will turn into a meme. Will turn into a meme because it's much easier to pronounce. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. That's why you have that small tiny meme written there to indicate when we have a tanween, whether it's double fatha, whether it's double dhamma, whether it's double kasra, and then you have a word beginning with ba, then technically the tanween will turn into a meme, insha'Allah. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. We don't say raj'un ba'idun. It's difficult to join both of them like that. But if we say raj'um ba'idun, it's much easier. Khabiram basira. Khabiram basiran. Khabiram basiran. Originally, khabiran and basiran. But when we join them, khabiram basiran. Khabiram basiran. Excellent, mashallah. Yambu'an. 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 So here we have a noon with a sukoon and then we have a ba. The same rule applies. If we have a tanween and then a ba, or we have a noon sakin and then a ba, then in both circumstances that noon turns into a meme. Yambu'an. 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 We don't say yanbu'an. No. Turn it into a meme. Yambu'an. 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 Nafsim bima. Nafsim bima. Nafsim bima. Excellent. Line number 2. Raj'um ba'idun. That's technically how we would pronounce it. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. Even though it might be written as is found on line 1, we pronounce it as is found on line 2. Raj'um ba'idun. Khabiram basiran. Khabiram basiran. Yambu'an. 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 Nafsim bima. Nafsim bima. Excellent. Line number 3. Amba'il ghaybi. Amba'il ghaybi. Amba'il ghaybi. Latifum bi'ibadihi. Latifum bi'ibadihi. Latifum bi'ibadihi. Min ba'dihim. Min ba'dihim. Min ba'dihim. Line number 4. Nafsum bima. Nafsum bima. Nafsum bima. Raj'um ba'idun. Raj'um ba'idun. رجع بعيد من سبأ بنبأ من سبأ بنبأ من سبأ بنبأ من سبأ بنبأ. Excellent, mashallah. The next six lines, they are teaching us that if you come to the end of an ayah, end of a verse, or if there's a stop in the middle of the verse, and they've listed there the different indicators of a stop, different indicators of a stop. So if you are stopping, if the word has a fatha, dhamma, or kasra, what's going to happen? You are going to round it off to a sakin. You are going to round it off to a sukoon, to a sakin. And if the word has a tanween, double fatha, double dhamma, double kasra, dhammatain, fathatain, kasratain, then here we do the same except for the fathatain, except for the double fatha, insha'Allah, as we will see with the examples. Let's begin. Rusul, 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 not rusuli, we are stopping. So we say rusul, rusul. Walidatik, walidatik, walidatik. Ghayrih, ghayrih, ghayrih. Because we are stopping. And above, we have different indicators of stopping. Lahab, 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 lahab. Dalwah, dalwah, dalwah. دلوه دلوه آمن آمن. If we are stopping, it would be آمن آمن آمن. The next line, رسل رسل. والدتك والدتك. That's how we pronounce it. والدتك. غيره غيره غيره. لهب لهب. دلوه دلوه دلوه. آمن آمن آمن. Excellent, mashallah, walhamdulillah. The next line, بإذن الله تعالى. حافظ حافظ حافظ. هو هو هو. فنسي فنسي فنسي. صادقين صادقين صادقين. عظيم عظيم عظيم. الحج الحج الحج. And the next line shows us clearly how we would be pronouncing it. حافظ حافظ. Because we're stopping. هو فنسي. صادقين. عظيم. الحج. Next line. فيه فيه فيه. شيء شيء شيء. ينفقون ينفقون ينفقون. يعملون يعملون يعملون. شكور شكور شكور. And the last line, فيه فيه. شيء شيء. ينفقون ينفقون ينفقون. يعملون يعملون يعملون. شكور شكور. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. 29 lessons down. We just have a few more lessons left, insha'Allah. And then we would have completed Yassaran al-Quran. And we would be well on our way to reading the noble Quran properly, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Before we end off the lesson, a quick story. There was an imam, and the people of the town, they really loved this imam, masha'Allah. And they invited him to this house and that house. He's invited to this one couple's house for iftar in the month of Ramadan. So he's sitting in the lounge waiting. The husband is busy in the kitchen with the wife and bringing the food to the table and stuff like this. And so the imam was sitting there. And alhamdulillah, the food was served. They ate. And after that, the imam left. Once the imam had left, the woman of the house, she comes into the lounge and she asks her husband, did you take the envelope from here, from the sofa? He says, what envelope are you talking about? She says, no, I had an envelope and I had about £1,000 in there. I had these notes and I had it. It was lying here on the couch or on the coffee table. Did you not see it? So the husband says, no, I didn't see it. I mean, nobody else came into the house except the imam. The imam, I mean, subhanAllah, you think the imam took it? I mean, there's nobody else. So this is a problem. And so as days went, this man didn't really approach the imam, but the imam noticed that this man's not really making salam to me properly. You know, there must be something up. I don't know what the issue is. And so the year went by like that. This man is full of anger. Every time he looks at the imam, he remembers the money that was taken from that house. And he thinks to himself, everybody looks up to this imam. I was also taken aback by this imam, but his reality has come to the fore. And so he would continue like this many a days. He would not even come to the masjid and pray behind this imam. Nonetheless, a year or 2 years went by. And the wife said to him, you know what, let's forget about the past. Let's invite the imam home. And so he says, ya khair, inshallah. And so they invited the imam, mashallah. They said they ate. Walhamdulillah, all was done. Then they got into conversation. And so he said to the imam, did you not notice, you know, my behavior towards you has changed? And he said, yeah, I did notice, but I mean, I'm so busy. I didn't really, you know, want to approach you and ask you and make you feel uncomfortable. So I left it as that. The man said, well, the reason is that, you know, 2 years ago when you had come to visit, there was some money lying here in an envelope. Did you see it? He said, yeah, I saw it. He says, oh, you saw it? He says, yeah. And did you take it? He says, yeah, I took it. He said, what, subhanAllah, you took the money? And so he said, wait, hold on. I mean, the door was open, the window was open, you were in the kitchen, and it was a bit windy, and so the money began to fly. So I thought, where do I put it? So I thought maybe under the couch, but maybe you won't find it there. So I saw that on the shelf you had the copy of the Quran. So I took the money and I put it into the Quran. I said, obviously, you know, tomorrow, today, you're going to open up the Quran and you will find the money. He says, and reality is, I'm a bit shocked that a year, 2 years have gone past and you people have not even opened up the Quran. So the man pulls the Quran out and he opens it and he finds the money there. The envelope is there and the £1,000 are there. No issue, no problem. And the imam says, subhanAllah, in reality, you thought that I had stolen this money and you changed your attitude, etc. But the reality is much greater than that. The reality is that you people have not opened up the Quran for the past 2 years. It's lying here on your shelf and collecting dust. Allahumma musta'an, Allahumma musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, where are we with regards to our recitation of the noble Quran? Walhamdulillah, you have made a great effort in learning to read the noble Quran, yassaran al-Quran. May Allah keep you on that path and continue bi-iznillahi ta'ala. We would love to hear from you that maybe a few months later, maybe a year later, walhamdulillah, I have made a khatam of the noble Quran. I've completed it from the beginning until the end, reading, walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. May Allah bless you and keep you blessed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.